We're going to go, and I told you this series is very practical, and we're going to kind of review a little bit. It's been a couple weeks before since we talked about some of this, just to kind of remind you. If we would, with the PowerPoint ready to go, we talked about what it is to be a warrior. How many know you were born in the midst of a battle, a spiritual battle? And folks, we don't have a choice to sit on the sidelines. We are, let's just say, we are the goods, we are the booty, we are what the enemy wants, and so we have a part in this. And so we are called to be warriors, we are part of God's army, and what we say a warrior was, it is a person engaged or experienced in warfare, or a person engaged in some struggle or conflict. That describes us, does it not? We began the service with a testimony. Yes, people are under attack. And some of you and some of your family, some of those that you know are under attack. But how many know as warriors we need some weapons? God has blessed us with the Holy Spirit. That was the first thing that he said. Do not leave Jerusalem until you are endued on high. And so we have been given the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. And we have been given the Word of God. So what is a weapon? A weapon is something used to injure, defeat, or destroy, a means of contending against another. And how many know as warriors of God that if we do not have the Word of God, if we do not have the sword of the Spirit, we're kind of going into a battle undermanned, under-equipped to fight the battle. So we want to be a warrior with a weapon in this spiritual battle. Again, we're born into it. Unfortunately, folks, we've got to be involved. We talked about some of the benefits of God's Word. I'll just, if you'll put that up there real quick, I'm not going to read through these. You can read through them real quick. And then there's another slide, some other things that is benefit of knowing the Word of God. All right, did you put the second one up? Okay. So these are important things, why we need to know the Word of God and why we need to have the Word of God within us. So we talked about needing to change our mindset about memorization, right? Many of us have many excuses why we do not memorize. I'm getting older. I don't have the same memory. I can't do it anymore, right? No excuses. I talked about a word that we were forbidden to use in our home, the word hate, right? I hate. We weren't allowed to use that word. And so when it comes to memorizing God's Word, don't say I hate to memorize God's Word. We're going to change that mindset to say, hey, we get to. I'm excited to memorize God's Word. And so this is the kind of mindset that we want to have. We talked about Ephesians 6:12. It says, for our struggle or our war is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians something very similar in 2 Corinthians 10. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Kind of sounds like the other verse, doesn't it? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And I believe one of the ways we can be obedient and we can overcome these things is by getting into God's Word, memorizing God's Word, and putting it inside of us. By not knowing God's Word, we limit ourselves and we allow other things to dominate ourselves. So think about it. If we do not have the Word of God within us and we're not using the weapons that He gives us, basically what we're doing is we're giving up ground. We're giving the enemy place in our life. We need something for the Holy Spirit to use in our lives. So we ask the question, where do we start? And so these were very basic things. We started with choose a Bible version. Some of us can't get by with just figuring out what version to use. Don't let that be a stumbling block. Pick your favorite. We talked about accuracy over readability, meaning that do we want it more word to word, or do we want it paraphrased, or do we want thought by thought? And so how many know that whether we paraphrase it or word by word, God's Word is the truth? And all truth is God's truth, and truth is powerful. And so it's God's truth, it's the Spirit of truth, and with the combination, guess what? It's a knockout punch. So we've been given these wonderful gifts. So choose a version. We talked about, do we want to get caught up with verse references? Yes, we kind of want to know if we're doing short verses. We want to be able to locate these things. And so we need to have this in our heart so that what we can review it. How many know it? How many remember a verse but you can't figure out and remember where you found it? So it's good to memorize the address, the reference point. We need to know where it fits in context. How many know a lot of teachings today are taken out of context? They pull out a scripture to prove a point. But the only one who's allowed to pull it out of context is God. Amen? There's a lot of New Testament quotes. Paul said, what? I'm a light to the Gentiles. Was the Old Testament writer talking about Paul? No, but Paul applied it to his life by the Spirit. And so God can take something out of context and use it and apply it to our life. He's done it many times for me, given me personal promises out of stories you would have never thought that God could have used to minister to me. So, but we're not allowed to do that to prove our point. Do you understand that? All right? Because we need to keep it in the context of what it is, and we can't make the Bible say what we want it to say. And so we also need, when we're sharing our faith, we need to know where it is. How many know it's good to show people what you're talking about? If you're leading them in salvation, it's good to take them to that verse and so they can read it and see it for themselves and that you're not just making something up in your head. So we need to choose a version. We need to figure out where it is. And the third thing we talked about is start small. Memorize something which you're familiar with. And we'll kind of look at some stuff here today. And I'll begin to quote it. And I guess I guarantee you'll be able to finish it. Even though you may not have known the address, you know enough of the Word of God to be able to kind of finish the thought. So, but we need to memorize something we're familiar with. That makes it easier. We need to understand the verse we're memorizing. How many know when you were in school and you had to memorize stuff in school? It didn't have any application to your life. You were no more interested in it than anything, and it was very difficult to memorize. And so we want you to memorize things that you're familiar with, things that you understand, things that will benefit your life. Why do we need to do this? Because we need to be ready. Paul told Timothy, be ready in season and out of season, right, to give a reason for the hope that's within you. We need to give him a reason. We need to give him the Word of God. We need him to give him God's promises. And third, and lastly, a result, we need to have discernment. There are people being deceived today because they do not know the Word of God. And so if you know the Word of God, you're familiar with the Word of God, you have it in your heart, when something is said out of context or twisted in some way, you will know just like that is wrong, because the Holy Spirit will use the Word of God as a tool of discernment for us. We talked about developing a plan of attack. We told you the objective is to remember the scriptures we memorized. We need to find a place to memorize. We need to find a time to memorize. How many know that's important? That you need to get away. You need to shut some things down and just concentrate on God's Word. We talked about what's the plan. You're either a beginner. Some of us need to begin over because we stopped memorizing after we grew up. Some of us, after we became teenagers, stopped memorizing the Word of God. So for us, we're almost starting over and beginning anew. We talked about doing one verse per week, one verse every other day, right? Just kind of going, beginning to pace yourself. We talked about being intermediate, maybe one or two verses a day. For some of us, that's like, whoa, right? That's a little much. But some of you probably are pretty solid in the Word, and maybe this is where you would begin to start. Advanced, five or more verses a day. Man, that's getting deep, right? So a lot of us are not there. So you need to pick where you're beginning. You need to develop a plan of attack. You need to be accountable. What's that mean? It means bring somebody in on it. If you're married, bring your mate in and to say, hey, I'm going to try to memorize this, so I need you to kind of check up on me, make sure I'm doing it. Make deadlines, right? Well, I'll get to it sometime. No, set a deadline. So please, that'll help you record or journal. It's always good to know what you memorize so that you can go back and kind of review those things. So we talked about also, this is good stuff, just refreshing your mind here, all right? If we want to remember long term, we talked about pre-memorization. That means that we get acquainted with the verse. Memorization is not required at this stage. Read it, look at it, understand it, okay? Get it in your heart, get the meaning in your heart, and that's the first action step we want to take. Then we do active memorization, a one-time memorization experience. You sit down and you memorize that verse in that one setting, in that one sitting. And so this is something where you need to just pull yourself away and give 100% focus towards it. The solidification review, meaning that once you memorize something, how many know you have to go over it? And so for a week, go over that verse, repeat that verse, and get it into your long-term memory. Maintenance review, this is once you've kind of got it down pretty well, you move on and you review it once a week or once a month, set your schedule to go over and to kind of renew that. And the last one is rememorization. If you forgot something, many of us have memorized scripture in the past, and we just plain forgot it. But the good news is you can learn it back twice as fast because it's already in the memory banks. So just encourage you in these things. So that's kind of what we have talked about in the past. So we're going to look at something new here today. One thing you need to do as we're memorizing the scriptures, we need to learn or we need to understand what our learning style is. Some of us learn in different ways. Some of us have to say it. Some of us have to see it. Some of us have to do it. And so you got to figure out what works for you. And so as we're memorizing, we're always told to read the Word of God aloud, right? Because faith comes by, it doesn't come by reading. It comes by hearing the Word of God. Because when you're reading and hearing what? It you have a deeper understanding, a deeper recollection of that scripture. So even in your own devotional life, even if you're just saying it under your breath, you need to hear it with your own ears. So read it aloud. I don't know how many of you like to listen to your voice on tape. How many listen like that? Most of us say, is that me? No, yeah, it's you. But there are also, how many know, on some of your Bible apps, there is audio. And so you can play those verses, and you won't even have to listen to your own voice. Torture yourself, all right? Use various inflections. Change your voice, all right? Just like you can change your Siri voice, any voice you want, right? To different accents, whatever, you can practice doing that. So it's important that we say the verses, that we say them out loud, that we repeat them. The second one is see it, okay? This is a visual learner. And if you talk to my wife, she'll say she's a visual learner. One of the good ways of memorizing scripture is not just to quote it aloud, but to write it down. And so that kind of reinforces some things too. Word pictures, right? If you go up into the children's church and you see the marker board, you'll see Karen has words, and then she'll have symbols of symbols that represent words or whatever. Or you can write out a verse and leave blanks in there so that you can kind of learn it little by little, and then you keep making more blanks and taking more words out of it. Acronyms. Create a game out of it. Make it fun. All right? We're trying to make memorization fun and not something that you're torturing yourself with. Right? Because the Word of God is beneficial to our life. Do it. And I always have to pick a word that I can't pronounce so that you guys feel superior. So, kinesthetic. Yes, that's the word. I told you I have to say a word every time. Make you feel good that you're superior to me. All right. So this is way of doing it, using hand motions. If you notice when our kids do specials for us, what are they doing? They're doing sign language. They're doing they're doing symbolic gestures to the words that they're singing. Dance, all right? This might be scary to see you doing this in public, but some of you better do it in private. Dance it, act it, type it, right? All right? Whatever it takes, all right, to kind of get it down, have action to it. So it's important that you figure out what works for you, because some of you are very auditory. Some of you can have maybe a photographic memory. Some my kids, they could, within probably 5 minutes, they could get a verse down. To me, it'd probably take me half an hour to get a verse down, unless it's I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So something simple like that. But so figure out. Are you a person that can just say it, hear it, or you see it, or do it? All right, so we're going to get down to the brass roots here. This is something we're going to kind of walk through with you week after week as we just get started, and then you're going to be on your own. But we're going to help you get started. So a good starting place for us here this morning is we want to start with one life verse. We want to start with five gospel verses. And we want to start with 5 to 7 temptation or fear-fighting verses. And I'll explain that here in a minute. So we're going to walk through some verses with you, probably your life verse or 5 gospel verses. And the temptation and fear-fighting verses are going to be something that you're going to have to work through yourself, because we all have different things going on in our life, different struggles, and we're going to have different verses to do that with. So other types of verses, how many know there's a lot of good prayers in the Bible? If you want to stimulate your prayer life, you can memorize some of those. We have two Tuesday night classes. We have one on authority. We have one on the end times. And so one of the things you might want to begin to learn is end times prophecy passages. How many know there's a lot of wonderful Bible stories in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? And so you can eventually learn some of those. So as we start, remember, we need to start at the level in which you're comfortable. If you're a beginner, be happy with that. That means at least you're starting, intermediate or advanced. Okay, so what is a life verse? A life verse is a verse that has profoundly touched your life. It is maybe the foundational verse of your life. It's your life theme. It is something that God has done in your life. Galatians 2:20 is mine, and if you'll put that up there. This is one that I have memorized. I don't know when I memorized it, but it was one that it's probably the longest verse that I have ever memorized. And I have that one down in my heart. So it is mine. So I don't know what your verse is. Some of you might have thought, oh, I already know mine. And others have thought, I have never thought about it. And so you need to discover what your life verse is. Let me give you some others. Galatians 2:20 is there. Philippians 3:8. What is more, I consider everything lost because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ. This is Paul's words. Maybe this is a scripture that if you've been have had a lot of achievements and you came to the point where you found out that, hey, you know, those things really don't amount to very much. Jesus is everything, right? So maybe that's a verse for you. Philippians 4:13, you don't memorize this one because it's short, all right? This is one I asked Karen what her life verse was, and she said Philippians 4:13. So remember, we're not doing this because we don't want to memorize, right? We don't do it because it's short, but we memorize it because it's meaningful. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you can probably quote most of this. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature, all right? That may describe your life. Learning some of your testimonies, some of you were bad people. Bad, all right? I was surprised at some of the testimonies that I heard, even from your pastor. I didn't know. Those Clarks were bad people. Hallelujah. I mean, just to hear their testimony and the grace of God and how he worked in their life. Wow. Amen. I thought I was bad. But anyway, But maybe that's what has taken place in your life. Luke 9:23, you know, let us deny ourselves, take up our cross daily and follow him. Maybe that might be it. Proverbs 3 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not on to thy own understanding, right? In all thy ways acknowledge him. So we're looking for something that's going to just speak about your life, what God has done for you. And so this is something I'm going to ask maybe next week, a few, even though we're not going to be on this series anymore, just a few of you maybe, we'll just kind of stand or come up, or we just want to hear what your verse may be, just to encourage others. So your assignment this week is to find a life verse, all right? What verse speaks to you? What is the summary of your life and encounter with Jesus Christ? And so we'll give you that, some of you, that opportunity to share with us. And we'll not have you read it, but we'll have you quote it, all right, and give reference to it. So that's some of your assignment. So if you're bold enough to do that for us, we appreciate that. All right. And John 11:35 is not a qualifying verse. Jesus wept. All right. Because I can read into that. All right. If Jesus wept, maybe he's still weeping. All right. So, all right. It's not the size, it's not the length, right? It's the quality we're looking for here, all right? So we need a life verse, all right? Something that when we're sharing our story with somebody, we can kind of just say, hey, this is my story in a nutshell. This is what Jesus means to me. What are gospel verses? We know what these are. This is listed second because how many know you can't give away what you don't have? Right? And so Jesus told his disciples, freely you have received, freely give, when he sent them out. All right? He blessed their lives, and so they were to turn around and bless others. So we need to know our identity in Christ before we can tell others and share our faith with others. And so it's important that you know who you are in Jesus Christ. So these verses have to do with the Great Commission. Not that, as I said, we've gone through courses in college, personal evangelism, where you took step one, step two, step three. And sometimes that becomes a hindrance because you're trying to remember the steps. And how many know that a conversation is free-flowing? And so we should be able to just kind of communicate people, step into any of those places, and just begin to share our faith. And so one of the simplest and easiest ways to prepare to share the gospel is memorizing the Romans Road. And so we're gonna do that together. And the truth is, you already know the Romans Road. You remember I said use something you're familiar with. So if we look at Romans 3:23, for all. All right. How many of you knew where it was found? Some of you probably knew where it was found, but you knew how to quote it. So we need to, what? Connect the address with the verse. If we talked about Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin, but the, okay, so you're familiar with that. Romans 5:8 may kind of do a little bit of number on you, and but God demonstrated his, okay, there's less and less voices, all right. All right, so there's the verse. But you are familiar with that verse. You know that verse. Romans 10:9-10. And again, some of you may have memorized different versions than what we're even saying here. So that's why it's important for you to know where you, what translation you're going to, and stick with it. All right, remember I told you, I read the New Living Translation. I preach out of the NIV. And all my study guides are to the King James Version. So sometimes I'll be studying and I won't know what wording to use. And so it takes me sometimes a little while to find out what the verse actually says because they all say something a little different. So you know this one if we confess with our mouth, right? So you're familiar with this one. This one would be a little bit harder for us to quote. I get mixed up in this one a little bit, because it is longer, but it is one that, as we're walking through this, I'm going to memorize this. Romans 10:13, for whoever calls On the name of the Lord. All right. So these things you already know, but you just don't know where to find it. Okay? So we're challenging you. Really, it's not going to be difficult. But what we want you to do is just get into the practice of doing it. Okay? And we're going to do it together. And then we're going to release you. Because we believe you need to be in the Word of God. So what are we talking about? Temptation and temptation fighting and fear fighting verses. What we want to do here is we want you to consider your struggles with temptation. How many know we all have temptations? Fears. Yes, we all have different fears that we wrestle with. And if you don't have one today, I guarantee one will probably come tomorrow. Negative thoughts. Oh, how many of us have that? And sinful tendencies. I don't care if you've been saved, redeemed. We all have skeletons in the closet. We all have buttons that the enemy knows. And that he comes at us, tempting us to get back into those areas of our life. And so, folks, we need to have some ammunition against the enemy. We cannot fight the father of lies without the Word of God. You cannot. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. All right? We have a battle that we're fighting. And a lot of that battle is within us, between our mind, our flesh, and our bodies, right? And so we've got to be able to conquer that. Our spirit needs to be the guiding force, not our minds. And so John 8:44 says, he's talking to the Pharisees, Jesus is, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And so when we begin to accept some of these things in our life and we compromise, guess what? We have just listened to the liar. And so we need to be able to fight off the enemy. John 10:10, you know that. The thief comes. And I have come. All right? See, you know these scriptures, right? You're familiar with them already, right? So he is to steal. He wants to not just steal things from you, but he wants to kill you. He wants you to be eternally destroyed. That is his goal for you. That's how much he likes you. Isn't that good news? All right? He hates you. All right? I'm allowed to use that word. He hates you. He despises you. All right? Because you belong to him. So, all right. So, when choosing a passage to memorize, pick scriptures that target your current issues and struggles. All right? So, these are verses that are going to be unique to you. Whether you share them with somebody else or not, but all of us are struggling in some areas, and you need to find a weapons. We need to find some verses that we can use against the enemy. Our issues are intimate in nature, all right? As I said, they're intimate to each of us, but they are not unique to us because the Bible says others are going through the same thing, all right? All the details may not be the same, but guess what? You are not alone. There are others that have gone before you and are your contemporaries, and they're facing some of the same issues that you are. But what is unique is the scriptures or the promises that God will give to you personally. So what God may give to you, if we're battling the same issue, he may give you a different promise to you that he gives to me. I may have a different scripture that works. I hate to say the works for me, but it's true. All right? I shared this illustration with you before. When we were adopting our girls, it is a long process. It is not final until you stand before the judge that final day. And anything can happen. Anything can disrupt the process. If somebody steps up and says, hey, I want the child, man, that just puts everything in a mess. And so we both of our girls, one was a private adoption, one was one through the social services, and both of them were very stressful at times. And so when we went through the first one, Karen had her promises, but her promises weren't my promises. I had different promises. I found my promises in Psalms. I don't know where hers was, but her promise didn't work for me. And especially with our second one, when we adopted Daniela, she had her promise up front. And it took me a long time to get a promise. And I was getting really upset because we had family members that were thinking about putting in for her. And so, man, I was in a knot. And yet, I finally said, God, you're going to have to give me something personally. And God gave me my promise. Again, Karen's promises didn't work for me. It was God speaking to me in his word, specifically to me, using specific scriptures. And when fear would rise, I didn't memorize them. I should have memorized them. And that's what we're encouraging. But I had to go back and dig through the Bible and read it again to kind of reassure me and comfort me through that trial. So I'm encouraging you. Why do we want to have to go have a reference book sitting on the shelf when we can reference what's already in our hearts and our spirit? And so that's what we're talking about. Folks, sometimes we're not going to have time to reference the Bible. We're not going to be able to pick up the phone or run to the Bible on our bedstand. There are going to be moments when you need it right then and there. And how many know temptation hits you when you least expect it, right? And so, folks, we need to be prepared. So where do we find the right scripture? Pray. Pray. The Holy Spirit will guide you. He will give you. And what is so incredible is that when you read and God gives you a specific word, it's like the light comes on, right? It's one of those aha moments. It's one of those revelation moments. And it's like, this is it. This is God's specific word for me at this specific time. And you know it. Bible concordance. How many remember carrying around them big old Bible concordances, right? Now you got a phone this big, right, that has all those scriptures in it. Let me encourage you, when you can't find a word, Google it. Sometimes I find it easier Googling it than because I use my own words, and somehow Google speaks my language, and I can find sometimes scriptures better than there through a Bible concordance. Pick applications, all right, verses to your situation, all right? Some of you may want to just memorize different scriptures over different things, different maybe healing, maybe deliverance, maybe fear, whatever. But I encourage you, whatever you're going through at the moment, whatever you need now, memorize those first. Get on it and get it in your heart. And again, memorize scriptures that resonate with you, right? Again, your promises are not my promises. And just because I know there are general promises that we can all claim. There's all healing scriptures that we can claim because that's God's word, that's God's promises. But how many know sometimes they don't register? Sometimes they're here, but they're not here. And so our objective in memorizing is to what? Meditate. Because when you're repeating God's word again and again and again and again, and you realize in the Old Testament, they didn't have Bibles. They didn't run around with scrolls with the word of God written on it. They went, they heard it, they memorized it. They memorized because they didn't have a copy of it. And so they had to meditate on it. And so we need to get back into that practice of meditation. Not emptying your mind, because that opens you up to demonic forces. That's the problem with meditation, yoga, those things. Folks, don't empty your mind. Fill it with God's word. Amen. All right? Fill it with God's word. Galatians 5:1, all right, tells us that Jesus wants us to walk in freedom. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. All right? We don't. Because if we do it in our flesh, guess what? If we get rid of one thing, we're going to replace it with something else. You remember the story of casting out the demon? He goes and comes back and what? Brings seven others worse than him. And so we don't want to do that. We don't want to empty the place. We want to fill it. All right. You ready to wrap this up? No? I go, if you want, we'll go another week if this is what you want to do. All right. So when it comes to memorization, many of us have not memorized, okay, in years, which makes it a little difficult, but we're going to do this together for a number of weeks. It is a discipline that we have let slip, right? As I said, we taught our kids. Then as they grew up, we stopped having to memorize. We stopped memorizing as adults, and shame on us. So most of us have practiced memorizing backward, right? We just kind of just get in there, and we just kind of try to memorize because that's what we're supposed to do. But in our memorization process, we need to understand what we're memorizing. So get it down in your heart. Know what you're memorizing and why you're memorizing it. Either way, trust me, the Holy Spirit can bring it to back to the surface when we need it. But let's get the horse before the cart, right? Let's know what the verse says, what we need out of those verses, and then memorize those verses. John 14, 25, this is the promise that Jesus told his disciples before he was even crucified. This is on the last night. He was spending time with his disciples, and he said there in John 14, he said, "All this I have spoken while still with you." What is he doing? Explaining what's coming. "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you what? All things." And this is what's important. And he will remind you of everything I have said to you. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So if we want God's peace and we don't want to be troubled, what? We need to have God's word. And the Holy Spirit is given so that we, what? Remember his word. He will teach you all things. He will remind you of everything I have said to you. So it's important. He will bring back what the Bible says. But we have to have something in there for him to bring it back. All right? So let's get it hidden in our hearts. So this is the end. Next slide. As warriors, what do? We hear. Faith comes by and hearing the word of God. We learn. We study to show ourselves to be approved. We memorize. What are we doing? We're hiding God's word in our heart. We remember because we just read it. We have a Holy Spirit who will help us remember. We fight. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? And our weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And we win. Hallelujah. We are more through who? Through Christ, right? Our Lord. All right. So we're going to encourage you. So for your first assignment, we want you to find a life verse. What verse in the Bible? Maybe you have one. Maybe you've never thought of it. All right. If you already have one, you know where it's found. You can quote it. All right. Start looking at the Roman road. All right. And so every week to the end of the year, we'll just pick one of the Roman road things and we'll quote it together. All right. We need to pick a version. But I know that the NIV and the New Living Translation, the first three are exactly word for word. But so we can't go wrong there. But let's. Anybody have a preference? All right, we had an NIV, okay. All right, so we're going to do the NIV. So you say, "I don't have an NIV." Yeah, you do, on your phone. All right. And so there are a lot of resources online. There are places, there are apps out there that will help you with memorization. And so maybe we'll get that in writing. We'll make that available to you. But you can search it yourself, and there are things out there that will help you. So how many know this is a very good discipline that we should have? It is necessary. And if we really believe we're in the last days, guess what? The heat's going to be turned up in the battle. And we need to be ready. And if we're in God's army, if we're his warriors, we need to have some weapons. He's given us, empowers us with the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit uses the word of God. Amen. So, Father, we come to you. And, Father, as we're ending this year and looking into the new year, we're asking, Father, that you equip us. and have us ready for what is coming our direction. Lord, we were planning our vision, Lord, and we're believing, God, that you're going to use us, that you are going to use individuals and a church as a whole, Lord, as a launching pad to fulfill your will in this area. So, Father, we're asking, God, that you would just direct us as we practice getting your word hidden in our heart, Lord, that you encourage people. I've heard a lot of good feedback, Lord, that people have been challenged, Lord, to get back into memorizing. I pray that we would all get into that habit, that discipline, and that, Father, that we would be truly equipped for every good work. In Jesus' name, amen.